or three.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's a rainy February the 23rd, and we missed you this weekend. I had to watch the Oscars.
We were all over the place. Where were you?
Yeah, we were at Wild West Review. Hey, joined today by our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
Well, you know, that beard's coming along pretty good there.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I tell you what, you can fit right in. And, of course, soulmate, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a beautiful Monday. We're all revved up. We did have a great weekend. We went to a couple fundraisers and an Oscar party, but more so on Saturday night, because we had these other fundraisers that we were going to, we really wanted to see Taking Chance, which was that HBO film starring Kevin Bacon. And we were at 11:30 watching Taking Chance, and I got to tell you something. I have never been hands-on or have known anybody that was a help me with the
escort officer.
With an escort officer.
The story was about what happened when a young man was killed. It's a true story. A young Marine was killed in the Battle of Ramadi.
And the Reverence.
And the 8 days from the day he was killed to the day he was buried. And what happened, and it was absolutely true. Everything you saw in this was true. It was based on the diary the escort officer took.
And as I sat there watching this Taking a Chance film, and I watched how beautiful the film is, both of us, we can't recommend it more highly than just see it. I was sitting next to my husband, Carl, who is a former Marine, served in four wars. And I thought to myself, I forget sometimes. This movie, I couldn't sleep all night. It hit me on such a level, the reverence of each step from a fallen Marine to the resting place. It really just hit me on so many levels. And I can't say thank you enough again to all the people who have served our country. It's really something you have to see.
Yeah, it's on HBO, and it stars Kevin Bacon, and it is true. And it's not just Marines. It's all services that have fallen, how they're brought back to our country, how they're treated at Dover Air Force Base, the reverence that those people have for those fallen. I mean, to the point that they wash, when you're killed in combat, it's not like in the movies a lot of times. It's just, on TV, it's not like TV at all. And there's a mess. A lot of times. And it's not just the person, but it's also the things they have on them, like their dog tags, their watch, their wallet, anything they may be carrying on them, maybe bloody, maybe have tissue on it. At Dover, this is where they clean everything up. They clean each one of our fallen warriors with reverence. And even though they're going to be covered in a uniform, which is absolutely perfect, by the way, before the remains leave. But it's called Taking Chance. It's on HBO, and I highly recommend it to anybody. I don't care how you feel about wars. You know me. I don't care how you feel about wars. You gotta love the warrior, and this is one of the movies that actually gets it right. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have a great show today. We have the Christian Action Network. Now they have done a lot of work, an undercover documentary on jihadist camps right here in the United States, and guess what? There's some of them right here in California. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Lindebot. We get this portion of our show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placid Street. We're all specialized in bankruptcy, civil, and criminal courts. And he's the man that'll fight for you. We trust Rob. He has done so much work for our community. He's a good man to go to. You got to try Rob out. Okay, you know, we get a lot of things from our listeners. We get a lot of emails from our listeners asking us to check things out. Well, something we got last week, and it said that you need to check out this Christian Action Network, and because they've done a documentary on things that are going on in the United States. So I started researching it. And as I was researching it, on Hannity's show, they had the documentary they were talking about. So I called Christian Action Network, told them who we were, and they said they were more than happy to provide a spokesman today on something that's happening right here in our country. And our guest, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, Ryan Morrow, is that correct?
Yes, Morrow.
And you, Ryan, are the...
Are you a national security researcher?
Yes, for the Christian Action Network.
This is Linda, my partner here, my wife.
Good morning, Ryan. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about the Christian Action Network and tell our audience what you all have been doing for the last couple of years here.
Sure. The Christian Action Network is a nonprofit organization dedicated to activism based on a biblical worldview. And what we've been doing over the past 2 years is compiling information about terrorist camps that continue to operate in the United States. There are at least 35 of them, and we've actually visited several of these compounds, and we put together a documentary called Homegrown Jihad, and it can be obtained at christianaction.org.
Now, I've seen this documentary, and what an eye-opener. The organization is called the Muslims of America.
Right. There's an organization in Pakistan called Jamaat al-Fukra, and they started establishing camps here in the United States in 1980 under the name of Muslims of America. So Jamaat al-Fukra in Pakistan, Muslims of America here in the United States. And they are led by, I'm going to throw one other name at you, this man named Sheikh Mubarak Jilani, who is very, very radical. He barely disguises his radical foundations. If you go to his website, it's highly anti-Semitic, saying that the Jews were involved in 9/11 and all sorts of radical things like that, all sorts of radical preaching.
Now, what got my attention when Linda and I were looking at the documentary was that you all got your hands on a training film that the Muslims of America, or the Soldiers of Allah, used while training right here in the United States. Is that correct?
That's correct. In our possession is actually a secret videotape where we actually see Sheikh Jilani, this group's leader, specifically engaging in terrorist training, or as he calls it, an advanced course in Islamic military warfare, where you can see his followers engaging in how to set off explosives, how to kill guards, all forms of terrorism that you see overseas, only he's offering it to people here in America. And he actually says on this tape, first of all, don't let non-Muslims get a hold of this tape because it'll hurt us. And if you want to have this training, contact any of my Muslims of America compounds here in the United States. And then he lists several of them throughout the country.
So, Ryan, I'm sure the question on many of our listeners' minds is that if you're, you know, it's like you can't put Muslims all in a mindset that every Muslim buys into this. Mm-hmm. So how do you I'm trying to find a word here. It's one of those Monday mornings.
How do you
decipher?
Yeah.
How do you decipher between a peace-loving Muslim, because they don't, many Muslims believe in peace,
sure,
no death, any of that, and the ones that actually go over to what we would call the dark side?
Mm-hmm.
How do you decipher that?
Absolutely. Most Muslims, especially here in the United States, where the Muslim community is highly assimilated into our society, absolutely hate this type of extremism. In fact, this organization's first targets, because they've engaged in bombings and assassinations on our soil in the past, their first targets were moderate Muslim leaders who disagreed with their philosophy on the world, meaning hatred and violence. So people have to remember that, in fact, Muslims have been more targeted, more killed than even Americans around the world by people like Jamaat al-Fukra, al-Qaeda, and other terrorist organizations. The problem is that there are other organizations besides al-Qaeda that are more dishonest about what they intend to do. Al-Qaeda will tell you, they'll say, we plan to kill you and we're coming to do it and we're going to use these methods, and it's very clear what their objectives are. other organizations, such as this one group called Muslim Brotherhood, that's a radical Islamic organization throughout the world, they're a lot more skillful. They know how to play on words and make us feel comfortable and how to push the line as far as they can without getting shut down. And that's the problem. And one of the tricks that I use to figure out if they're a moderate or not, ask them to condemn suicide bombings against Jews in Israel or in Iraq. Ask them to condemn Hamas or Hezbollah by name. And if they don't do it, then you kind of know what they're about.
Okay, hey, Ryan, we've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Ryan Morrill from the Christian Action Network, and they have done a documentary on Islamic Jihad training camps right here in the United States. We get back, we want to talk about what our government is doing or not doing about this. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Bott. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
How did this get started? I mean, you just didn't one day somebody said, I'm going to make a documentary about this.
Well, what happened is that the Christian Action Network's headquarters is located in Virginia. And we had a counterterrorism specialist inform us that about 30 miles away was one of these terrorist camps. And that's the first time that we heard about it. And we said, you know what, we better investigate this. And that's how we found more information, including government documents, and Sheikh Jalani, their leader, his own words, indicating that this was a vast network just buried and hidden inside rural areas of America. And I actually, before joining the Christian Action Network, actually went to one of these compounds up in Hancock, New York, where their headquarters is. And it is so buried in the Catskills Mountains that when I got there, my cell phone couldn't even get reception. So these are areas that are completely shut off from the outside world.
Well, when we say this now, is every one of these camps set up by Sheikh Jalani, is every one of them a training camp, or is it someplace just for peaceful Muslims to live?
Well, you can't be peaceful and be a follower of Sheikh Jalani. At the very least, you're being indoctrinated into a very hateful ideology. And far too many members of this organization have engaged in criminal and terrorist activity for it to be blamed on just a few misbehaved members of an otherwise innocent cult. So it's very clear what happens here. Now, we do not know if every single one is used as a training camp. We do know that their original purpose was to engage in some training, since on the videotape that we have in Homegrown Jihad, he specifically says, we are establishing training camps and contact any of our compounds in these various places, in Michigan, in South Carolina, in New York, to receive the training. Now, whether the heavy-duty training occurs over in Pakistan, that they choose the best people that go through basic training here in the United States, and then they take the best and ship them over to Pakistan, that's a possibility. But the key problem is that real basic training, using firing ranges, physical training, all of that can go on and is protected by the Constitution. And Jamaat al-Fukra is very skillful at knowing how far they can push it without getting shut down.
Okay.
Ryan, our phones are lit up. In case you're just tuning in, we are on the phone with Ryan Morrow, who's the Christian Action Network expert, national security researcher, and a tape has recently been discovered that's going to be ready to be viewed here soon. And let's go to the phones. We have some questions from our listeners.
Doug LaMalfa.
Oh, good morning.
Doug,
good morning,
you're on.
Doug. How you doing?
Hey,
boy. Hey, I was just checking in. I'm sorry I didn't want to jump in on your topic here today, but I just want to check in with you here today and like to catch up with you pretty soon on our announcement last week.
Okay. Glad to do that, Doug. Some of these training camps are up here in the general area of the coast in Redding. Did you know about these?
It doesn't surprise me. I think that what the gentleman's talking about is probably a very definite threat all over our country, and it's like they're just putting the seeds out there to have them be ready for later when they decide they really want to make a strong move against our country.
Well, here's something I was wondering, Doug. I know that you've opened up your campaign to run for state senator here, and you were assemblyman. Is this something you would take a look at, take action against?
Certainly. Within the structure we have of the state's homeland security system we have here, it's something we need to have much more preparedness for. Ultimately, I don't think we can ever be 100% protected from anything. We don't have the money or the people in the world to be absolutely secure, but we have to take the measures that are going to make us as prepared as humanly possible in this state and in this country. And I think we all know inherently that this threat is out there, and they're building it right underneath our noses, like, you know, like the gentleman said up there in the Catskills, or it could be around Mount Shasta, or what have you, because we have a lot of freedom in this country to move about, and these folks are going to take advantage of that. And so it should be an important cornerstone of our overall security of the state in this country.
And we can't, you know what, we can't rely on the feds to do everything, because right now they've screwed us up so much, and even our state government, and so many of the things here. But
well, it comes down to self-preparedness a lot, really.
That's it.
That's where our Second Amendment rights are key, and that's where us having a little bit of an attitude of preparedness for what that takes for our homes.
State of Jefferson. Hey, Doug, absolutely. We've got to take a hard break here, but yes, let's catch up this week on some things that are going on.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot for your phone call. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We're talking about a homegrown jihadist threat right here in the United States. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here at Free Fire Radio. This is KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, our photographers of choice. Hey, senior portraits, if you're in the market for the best photographers in town, go see Dan and Julia, 2655 Park Marina. That's New Image Photography. In case you're just tuning in on the half hour, we're talking with Ryan Morrow, who is a national security researcher with the Christian Action Network. And let me tell you something. This is thick. This is thick information. So, Ryan, good morning. Thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for keeping me on.
Hey, Ryan, we talked a little bit about why the government hasn't shut this down. The last caller who you heard, and I didn't let you in on it because he was making a comment about because he's opening up his Senate campaign. But this to me is really important, is why haven't we done something about it? I know you said something about the Constitution. However, didn't Colorado go after these people pretty hard?
Sure. Well, what happened in Colorado is that they had actually found terrorist plans. They actually had the documents showing that they were going to attack these various people, and indeed that they had already attacked other people on their hit list. And they went into their storage lockers and they found explosives and guns that they weren't allowed to have. So it was relatively easy for the authorities to shut down the camp in Colorado in 1993. Now, as for the question about why the government isn't doing anything, there's basically two reasons. The first is that the State Department has not designated Jamaat al-Fukra, and Muslims of America's its branch here in the United States, as a foreign terrorist organization. Therefore, the authorities do not have the power to just unilaterally go into these compounds. They have to handle each individual case of criminal and terrorist activity on its own. The second reason is that the state authorities also do not have any power, and that's something that we're trying to change here at Christian Action Network. There is model legislation that we have posted at christianaction.org, where you can also pick up Homegrown Jihad, our new documentary, that would allow the state authorities and local authorities to finally have the power that they need to go into these compounds if a certain number of individuals in an individual closed community was found to be involved in terrorist activity. Currently, they do not have that authority, and these places are huge, by the way. The headquarters in New York that I visited was over 70 acres large. So without a physical presence on this territory, you can have all the planes in the sky, you can wiretap their phones, you're not going to know what they're stockpiling or planning.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. First, I want to tell Doug LaMoffa that good luck on what he's trying to do. He's a good man. And number two, these cell units have been around for a while. And my question is this, or another comment is, I think I'm more afraid of my own government, and I never thought I'd say that. Because it seems like they're turning on their own. These cell units, how come they have rights? I understand they have rights. What happened to Randy Weaver and his family's rights? What happened to Waco? What happened? You know, they could have picked that leader in that religious compound up several times in the town of Waco. That they preferred to burn it down, children, women, and all. And I'm very upset about this.
I think that was in Waco, is when they, on the after action, they pretty much crucified Janet Reno and her tactics on this. Because you're absolutely right. I have family down in that area, and they know who this, they knew who this guy was, and the sheriff had picked him up already twice. You know, the leader of that Waco sect was, a lot of times would just be running down the road working out, and the sheriff going in, just, hey, hop in the car here, David. So.
And why is our government wanting to destroy their own country? Why?
Well,
I don't understand this.
It's a week long show we could have there, Carol.
I know.
Hey, thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you,
Ryan. I know that there is a list of the compounds,
mm-hmm.
and yet it seems also that more are being built throughout the year. Is that true?
Right. In Homegrown Jihad, the Christian Action Network actually discovers a new compound being built in Wayne County, Pennsylvania. Now, since the show is broadcasting from California, let me just throw in a few additional facts. There was actually one camp at a place called Balladola in California, and the leader of this camp was convicted in 2006 of basically stealing money from the state government, $1.3 million, through fraud, through operating a fake charter school. Now, that leader was convicted, and then the compound was abandoned, but according to the list I'm looking at here, there has been a camp in the past at Oak Hill, California, as well. Now, whether they picked up and moved in recent weeks or days as the pressure has increased as a result of our efforts, we don't know because they constantly move around. But we do know at Oak Hill, in the past, there has been a site identified there.
Well, you know, the thing that got to us when we were watching the watching your documentary was the showing of how to perform ambushes and kidnappings. A lot of taking down sentries.
How to make bombs.
How to make bombs. That was the other one. Everybody was learning how to make a bomb there.
Kids.
And the fact is that these are Americans. These are not people that have migrated to the United States or immigrated to the United States. These are people that were born in the United States or many of the people in these compounds.
Right, the people at these compounds are entirely American citizens. Many of them are African-American Americans who are in prison and then converted to Islam, which is a common tactic used by extremists to gain followers. They were recruited to Jamaat al-Fukra either while they're in prison or after prison, but many of them have criminal backgrounds. And even more shockingly, they also operate various front companies. Some of the front companies have been private security firms. So that gives them access to sensitive documents. It gives them access to even guns because they have licenses since they work for these security companies. And several of these have been shut down because they were engaging in tax fraud and various other criminal activities.
Now, also in the documentary, they went to at least one camp, and the gentleman that was there that they headed up the camp looked at the documentary that y'all had, or looked at the tape that from the. The training tape, is he had no idea this kind of thing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. Well, there's an estimated 3,000 members of Jamaat al-Fukra here in the United States. There's probably even more than that. Any good conspiracy won't allow all of the followers, all the people engaged, to know all the components of what's going on. That's just typical terrorist modus operandi. So it's very possible that there are people in these compounds who, although they are pretty much worshiping Sheikh Jilani, their leader, as the representative of God, are not aware of the actual terrorist activity and the terrorist intentions of Sheikh Jilani and these compounds. That's entirely possible and would make sense. But that does not reduce the threat by any means.
No.
Now, Ryan, were you a national security researcher before, or did you become a national security researcher once joining the Christian Action Network?
Hello?
Hello?
Ryan?
Okay. It shows that he's still
looks
on
like,
the air.
looks like
I hope
Ryan
I didn't put
off.
Him up against the wall on that question. I don't think so. But
no. Okay, this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. It looks like we've dropped off there, but join us on the other side. We'll try and get Ryan back, and if not, we've got another 100 things to talk about. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Newstalk, 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of my show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have the finest tobacco emporium in the North State, the finest walk-in humidor. Also on the premises, Espresso Joe's. Get that coffee. Tell them you heard about it on the show. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. Support our community. They support the Missing in America Project and so many other things. Go down and visit them.
Thanks for calling back, Ryan. We lost you on that last question. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was using a landline, so I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know. No. Sometimes the phones get
funky. We have a pretty good idea what happens out here.
So anyway, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're on with Ryan Morrow, who is a national security researcher with the Christian Action Network. And my question to Ryan was, before becoming a national security researcher, what give us some of your background. What did you do?
Sure. I am the founder of WorldThreats.com, a news and analysis website dealing with foreign policy and national security. I was actually hired in 2002 when I was 16 years old to be a geopolitical analyst for a maritime security company. And so since then, I've worked in various groups dealing with foreign policy and national security.
Sounds like you're pretty well informed.
I guess
there.
You've been around this job for a little while, huh?
Let's go to the phones.
Yes, I've been doing it for quite a bit.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Bill, you're up.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hi, you're up.
Hi, my hat's off to you for what you're doing down there and trying to protect our country and the red tape you're dealing with. Enjoyed your show. I called in a little while ago, and she was talking about how she's actually become afraid of her country, her government.
Right.
And I was calling to address that. If I could just give a couple examples of things I've heard on the TV or radio in the last, 6 months.
Sure. Okay. Keep it quick. We have the phone lines backed up.
Okay, number one, real quick. They come up with a deal on the thermostats where they wanted to hook it into government and override whatever you put on there. Number two, they want to put GPS in all your cars where they can track you everywhere. Three, all the cameras they got everywhere facing your moves. Number four, the new driver's license they want to do that can pick you out of a crowd by your facial features. Number five, there was a deal on TV about they hid microscopic cameras in the TV screen so they could watch how the people reacted to surveys. Number six, there's a commercial out with a guy setting his VCR on Dish Network while a bank robbery is going on. So it seems to me anybody could set that TV camera to come on, without you even knowing it.
Well, there are many things, Bill, that are going on, and including that one, the one about the GPS. Obama killed that one.
Oh, did he? Good.
He did kill that one. That was going to do with the mileage and stuff. The rest of them, there's different things going on, and we'll have some of our shows will be devoted to those too.
Yeah.
And thanks a lot for your phone call.
Okay, thanks for listening.
You bet, Bill. Okay, Ryan, we just got a few minutes left here, and what can our listeners, what can the public do to kind of keep track of this?
And what do we need to look out for? Signs.
Sure. Well, local law enforcement, what they need to do is essentially just be informed so that when they hear about a member of this group called Muslims of America engaging in activity, they give it a second look, knowing that there's probably a hidden agenda and covert activity going on. Now, what your listeners can do is, well, first of all, they should definitely order a copy of Homegrown Jihad at ChristianAction.org. And they can email me either at that website or at my own website, worldthreats.com, and set up screenings. If you have any ideas on how to get this word out, please email me as well. But screenings at colleges, at political clubs, that's really what we have to push for, because when the American public is informed and vigilant, that's when this group lies low, because they don't want to lose their entire network by acting too aggressively. So the American citizenry really has a direct effect on this group's operations.
Well, again, we want to point out that this is not the whole Muslim community by any means. This is just a splinter group out of this, which is usually when you have people, white supremacist and this. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. And you have them, all of them actively doing things or training and doing things to overthrow our government.
Right. They view most Muslims as being corrupt and not true Muslims. And most Muslims actually are targeted and looked down upon by this organization and by most extremists. Some of our best sources of information comes from Muslims. So we have to look at your average Muslim as an ally, not an enemy in this struggle.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
I wanted to make this clear to people here, with that.
Highlight that information.
Yeah, trying to paint everybody with something like this isn't fair. It's just like painting people as Democrats,
it's doing the enemy's work.
Republicans, yeah.
Yes.
and liberals and conservatives. It just doesn't work that way. We're all individuals.
We've got more callers.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
Yes.
We got to take a quick break here, but we really appreciate you being on. Oh, I guess we have enough time. Jerry, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Jerry.
The topic you're on is really great. It needs to be brought to everybody's attention. But also, the Democrats want a constitutional amendment to having the budget be passed with 55% and taxes to be passed with 55%.
That's correct. They're proposing a congressional amendment up there that says they no longer have to have a two-thirds majority. Now it just has to be 55%.
Well, the thing is, why would their constitutional amendment be any more constitutional than the constitutional amendment the people of California voted in, where one man and one woman is what constitutes a marriage? And yet they're trying to say that's unconstitutional. I thought when we voted a constitutional amendment in, that was a done deal, period, end of sentence, that the government and the courts could not come in and overthrow it. But my husband warned me that the Democrats would probably come back and try to kill it. And I'm shocked to see that's exactly what's happening.
Well, you know, when you're
the Academy Awards last night?
No, I don't watch that stuff.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you so much, Jerry.
Let me air my thoughts.
Well, that's what this show is for, Jerry.
Thank you.
You bet. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio with News Talk 1400 KQMS. We got, after this break, we'll thank Ryan and get some more information about how to get in contact with the Christian Action Network and Ryan. Join us on the other side. Waking up on the right side. News Talk
1400 KQMS. Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott, KQMS News Talk 1400. This is Free Fire Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The experts, the jewelers we trust, that's where we go. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are just winding up our show. We're on the phone with Ryan Morrow, who is a national security researcher with the Christian Action Network. And this show has been juicy. I mean, let's go again with your website and where we can find this information we've been talking about.
Sure. The documentary we've been discussing, Homegrown Jihad, Terrorist Camps Around the U.S., can be obtained at christianaction.org. And my personal website is worldthreats.com. I can be personally contacted at either website.
Okay, we're going to put a link to your websites on our website here on Free Fire Radio. We get quite a few little hits on that every day. We saw the documentary. I think it's worth people seeing the documentary to see the work y'all have done. Any group that even if, you know, we were just talking about it, whether it's a radical white supremacist group, if it's a radical Islamic group, if it's a radical Christian group or a non-Christian group or whatever it is, needs to have the light put on it so that people can take a look at it and make their own minds up about these things.
Absolutely. This is an attempt to defend Americans of all faiths against a group that wants to target people of all faiths, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim.
That's right. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for calling in and being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
And we will be following this in the future. And if you have anything that comes up in the that you all have found and you want to get the word out, feel free to give us a call.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan.
You know, some of the things that have happened, too, is, again, we get a lot of emails. And one of them, and you're not going to see this anywhere else, is something that happened in the last couple of days. And that was where Corporal Jonathan Hale and Lance Corporal Jordan Hader both won Navy Crosses for saving the lives of 50 fellow Marines and Iraqi police. And the way they did that was they were on guard in Ramadi, and a truck raced toward the police station filled with over 2,000 pounds of explosives. The two Marines brought the truck under fire, held their position, and kept firing and firing until they stopped the truck. Then the truck blew up. Both Marines were killed. They knew something was coming. They knew it was a truck loaded with explosives. They held their positions. They kept firing, stopped the truck, saved the lives of their fellow Marines and the Iraqis there. For this, they were both awarded the Navy Cross, the nation's highest or second highest award for gallantry. a couple of days ago. We'd like to salute them, of course, for this, for their sacrifice to this country.
That's wonderful. You know, and again, like, just to repeat what Carl said, go to freefireradio.com. Our subject topic today was because one of our loyal listeners emailed us about the national security researcher, Ryan Morrow, and the Christian Action Network. And so we wanted to bring that to you. We also would like to invite all of you to join us Thursday night at Vintner Cellar from 5 to 8. Carl and I are going to be there just to greet and meet you. We'd like to meet you face on. Come by and hang out with us for a while. And thank you for joining us today. It's going to be a great week.
Yeah, 5 to 8 Thursday. Our guest tomorrow will be our fire chief. We're going to be talking about fire prevention right here in the city, but also the impact of budget cuts. Wednesday, of course, will be the superintendent of schools plus the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Thursday, we're going to have Dr. Mark Pierce here. Dr. Pierce is going to be talking about the impact of these new government regulations and bills on your health care. And I don't know if you realize, but that spending bill that was just passed had a lot of regulations that's going to impact on you and your health care. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?